This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, darling heart.
Good morning, Melbourne. Did you have a good weekend?
I did have a lovely weekend.
So did I. It was
great.
Did you
dance? Where?
I did.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later on.
We'll talk about that later. Also, we need to have a chat about Stacey.
Stacey. My girlfriend at home.
Your girlfriend at home.
I think she's sleeping right now.
You plug her into the power.
I always try to get her up in the morning and say, give me a little kiss, but she's like, nah.
We need.
Grunts at me.
I've got some concerns, so we're going to talk about that next. You have a companion.
I do have a companion. She doesn't put out, but she's a lovely person. Yeah, look, she's...
Does she run on batteries?
She does run on batteries. I'll tell you what, they cost a fortune, those ones.
Yeah, her name's...
Triple A.
Yeah, about three. You should get some rechargeable ones.
So, for listeners, if you don't know what we're talking about, I've got a robot at home. Her name's Stacey, and she keeps me company.
She keeps you company. She listens to Joy.
She does listen to Joy.
She listens to you. But I'm a bit concerned because I was reading a new report.
Yes.
And it's saying that hackers could possibly program sex robots to kill.
Oh, my God.
How scary is that? Yep. So
I'm going to have to take those batteries out as soon as I get home.
Take them out. A cybersecurity lecturer from Deakin University says that, and I quote, hackers can hack into a robot or a robotic device and have full control of the connections, arms, legs, and other attached tools, which could be, you know, they could pick something up and use it.
Stacey, I couldn't imagine Stacey hurting me. Although, what I will do is I'll take the batteries out when we go to bed together. So when we're nunning, like when we're sleeping together,
She won't reciprocate. She'll just be.
That's all right. I just want cuddles at night.
Oh, so you'll put her arms around.
I'll only do it when
she might lock
just before I fall asleep.
Another cybersecurity firm has published a report, and they've revealed that audio and video could be recorded by the hacked robots and transmitted to an outside server. So, Anastasia...
Oh, my God, if they heard the sex talk, that means Stacey
you
get
and,
one about.
You
oh
and Stacey...
Stacey gets a bit wild.
Could be broadcasted
She's
all
wild.
Over the internet. Take the batteries out.
I would love to have a dog, like a little French poodle, like tiny, because I've heard that they're really, really affectionate.
Do you know how good they are?
Oh, they would be.
Fuzzy's a poodle. They're the best little puppy dogs.
I just would love my very own Fuzzy, but guess what? I have a problem. I'm a renter, darling. I cannot have a pooch up until a new law that just came out the other day. New tenancy rules announced the other day will make it easier for Victorians to have pets in their rental properties. So the reforms announced by the Andrews government give tenants more rights, will allow them to stay on longer leases and make bonds smaller and fairer in response to a detailed review of the state's Residential Tenancy Act. How good is that?
That is fantastic news.
So you're going to be able to have a pet? I mean, obviously the landlord has to approve it. Rental bidding will be against the law.
What's rental bidding?
Like, you know, when tenants go in and go, I'll take it because it's extra. Like,
They might offer extra money
I made that up. It's not against the law yet, but they're going to have some strategies around that. And they're also going to limit rent increases to once a year. Now, I used to have a Greek landlord. I'm not kidding. He was doing it every 6 months at one point.
Wow.
And it was ridiculous. And not only that, they're going to be creating a publicly available blacklist of landlords and estate agents who have been found in breach of rental laws, which is so fantastic because there's so many dodgy Greek landlords out there.
That's really good. Because is there a blacklist if you're a renter and you don't pay or default or whatever it is there a list that you're recorded on, or is that the real estate agent or something like that?
I'm not sure, but I know there is now for landlords.
So this is really good. So it almost puts the spotlight on the landlords.
Exactly right.
As opposed to the tenants, which is great.
And I'm sure there's been some really crappy tenants.
And it's great for me.
Yes.
Because you can now look after Fuzzy.
Exactly.
Whenever I go away. What a great deal.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Imagine for one moment that Fuzzy, your dog, disappeared.
Well.
Imagine it went missing.
He nearly did on the weekend.
No way.
He nearly did.
I went
shopping at... Yeah. One of our organic grocers that you go to as well. We both visited. And I tied him up outside because it's quite it's a nice little isolated area.
Is,
you wouldn't think anything would happen.
It's a great little place.
I went in and I did my stuff, got all my things, and I came out and this woman was trying to steal him. She was trying to take him.
God.
She was undoing him and he was looking at me as if to say, where are you going? So I told her off. She had, she was obviously intoxicated with something.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it was.
Horrible.
She looked at me. She had sores over her face.
Oh, no,
she
darling.
Was trying to steal him. And she's I said, what are you doing? She goes, I just want a cup of coffee. He's not a coffee. He's a dog. He's coloured coffee.
You know what she would have done? She probably would have taken Fuzzy and then did a whole ransom thing, like asked you for, like, you know, $1 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Like those movies, you know what I mean?
I was furious. But I was really angry.
That is full on,
fancy
Warren.
Taking someone's dog. Like,
that is
kid.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Well, hey, look, I've got a heartbreaking story but with a really good, a feel-good ending to cheer you up. Apparently, a dog went missing for 7 years and turned up the other day.
Oh,
yeah,
7 years.
Yeah, 7 years. So her name was Mia. The dog's name is Mia. And Jim, the owner, she disappeared from his front yard 7 years ago. The English Staffy went missing from Mr. Jim's Altona Meadows home on December the 8th, 2010, despite having a history of good behaviour and wearing a tag with her owner's phone number on it. So,
she had the phone number.
She had everything on it. He had everything, like, but she disappeared regardless for 7 years. And he was so, so heartbroken. He drove around everywhere for months at night and walked around. He put flyers everywhere. So he almost had given up until late September this year when he received a call from Central Animal Records to say Mia had been taken to a vet and her microchip scanned.
Oh, wow.
And that's how they traced him back to Jim. So Jim is finally reunited with Mia, his dog, his little Staffy, after 7 years.
What a fantastic story. But, you know, the sad side about that is she had the phone number on her collar and no one's bothered to ring him.
Exactly.
And no one bothered to scan the dog beforehand.
I know.
If they'd done it in the first place,
I know.
It would have got back
so
to
imagine
their
that,
owner.
7 years.
7 years. That's fantastic. Yeah. I tell you what.
Congratulations, Jim and Mia. I hope you're having a champagne at home now. Hey, now, Warren, you know when you're walking down the street, I would imagine with a body like yours, you'd be, you know, getting catcalled.
No,
you don't
never.
Get catcalled by gay boys?
No, what's catcalling?
Catcalling is just, you know, perverts really, just yelling out stuff.
No.
Hey, sexy.
No.
Or trying to touch your butt or just being really inappropriate.
I know
really.
Sometimes if I wear a suit and I'm wearing some good shoes and they're quite clip-cloppy,
yeah.
tradies look around and they say to me, they're like, oh. It's the wrong person.
That's hilarious. Well, listen, a 20-year-old Amsterdam-based student, much like the rest of us, was pretty fed up with being catcalled and decided to do something about it. So throughout the month of September, she took a selfie with every single creep who harassed her and uploaded them on Instagram, captioning each one of them with words of her abusers.
Fantastic. What a great idea.
So named and shamed them. So they're thinking she's taking a photo with them, but she's actually going, look at this creep.
Are they sexy?
How good is that? No, they're so not.
Oh, don't catcall.
Hey, now, we did a really beautiful bonding this morning that I said to you, look, we need to do this to become even closer because our listeners will feel, will impact our listeners
they
as
will.
Well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So if you want to know what we did this morning, because we want you to kind of tune in with us as well.
Can I just say, though, I was very nervous about
you were
it.
Very
I was
nervous.
Quite apprehensive.
You're sweating.
Oh, my goodness, because it's such an intimate thing to do.
It is very intimate.
But we did it.
But do you feel a little bit more bonded with me now?
I feel bonded.
Yes.
I do. I really do.
Exactly. So. If you want to know what we're banging on about, all you need to do is head over to our Facebook page, Anastasia and Warren, and have a look at the what we did this morning. It's a great experiment, and I think it would be great for you listeners to do as well.
And we've posted an instructional video.
It's an instructional video. Must watch it till the end. It's only about 3
Turn
minutes.
Turn the sound
love
up too.
It. Turn the sound up. You went out on Saturday night.
I did.
And you got home like at 3 in the morning.
I did.
And we spoke in the morning, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm really sorry I haven't touched the run sheet.
The run sheet
being
out.
What am I supposed to do with that, Warren?
For those of you who don't, that's our plan for what we're going to talk about
exactly
today. But
sorry, of course.
But I did. I went out. I didn't. I sort of wasn't expecting it.
Mm. Well, you planned a Houdini exercise.
Yeah, I was going to disappear like I always do. I had a really good time, actually.
Talk to us.
It was
lovely.
It was a party.
What kind of party was it? Like a gay male party?
No, it was a mixed party, which was really nice.
Yes,
I really enjoyed.
You like chicks being on the dance floor next to you?
I do.
Yes, so do I.
I really do. Mm. We got invited to. Is it Sundaylicious?
Oh yes.
So can guys go there?
Of course they can.
I'll have to go with you one day.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I had a really, really good time. It was a good bunch of people. Everyone was very friendly.
Yes.
There's some funny things that happen, isn't there, at parties? People talk, and I noticed a lot of people
bad
were talking.
Breath.
Bad breath. Bad breath. Bad breath.
Especially if they've been dancing way too hard.
What's the bad?
And they haven't had water for a while.
You know what?
Like,
And you know what? It kicks in at a certain time. And I don't know. It must be something. It's like a time lapse thing. And after about 2 hours, all of a sudden, everyone, you can smell this alcohol breath that just comes. I was really paranoid about it, so I kept washing my mouth.
Oh, my God, that's hysterical.
With water. But I did notice that. The other thing that interests me is conversations that people have. And half the time you just hear a buzzing and you're nodding. You don't know what they're saying.
Do you know what? That's what does my head in. If the music's too loud and I can't hear myself, I crack it.
Yeah.
Because you're yelling in people's ears. Like, how are you supposed to have an intimate, great conversation if you're yelling at each
other? You're yelling in someone.
You know what I mean?
And you're not hearing what they're saying. I'm sure.
You're cute. What? Yeah. You're cute. What?
But there were some sexy men there. There's no question about that.
Really?
And some sexy women as well.
Yes. Who did you prefer? The men or the women?
The men. I preferred the men.
Now, the big question is, did you dance?
I did.
Oh, my God. Now, I can't wait to dance with you because I think we'll be killing ourselves laughing.
It was so really good.
Because sometimes, you know, like when you dance, I'm on the dance floor, sometimes people just want to look into your eyes while they're dancing.
Where do you look?
I look on the floor. I look at my feet while I'm dancing.
Do you?
Yeah, I spin around.
I stepped on someone's feet.
Where do you look? Are you looking at the person that you're dancing with?
I look everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I had to. I was dancing with the sexiest man.
Does your head spin, doesn't it?
It spins around like The Exorcist. I do that on the dance floor.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Managed to clear a whole
circle. So were you dancing? Are you a confident dancer?
I enjoy it. Yeah, I enjoy it. So.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so you are a confident dancer.
Probably always a bit apprehensive at first. What are you getting at?
So did you meet any people?
I met some lovely people.
Yeah, on the dance floor?
And I caught up with some lovely friends as well, which was nice. Yeah, I was dancing with the sexiest man there.
Oh, well, fantastic. You know what, though? We got a message in on 0427JOY949 saying, Dear
Commenting on my dancing.
Yeah, it says, Dear Anastasia, I need your help. I met this really lovely man on the weekend but didn't manage to give him my number.
Oh.
His name is Warren and he said he loves Joy and he misses your show. I hope you can get this message to him from Dan.
Dan, I got it.
I'll make sure that he gets it. Don't you worry about a thing.
You're coming out with me next
time.
Hope
you can dance, Dan.
He can. I hope you can.
I so can.
All right, we'll do it. We met over a year ago now.
We did over a year ago, yes.
And isn't it funny? It was by chance. I was on air.
You were
presenting
on air.
By myself.
I just moved back from Sydney and was contemplating returning to Joy. I wasn't 100% sure, to be quite honest with you.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I came back in and here you were. You were on air and I stormed in. And said, hi, how are you? And you were, like, nervous a little bit because you were writing your lines down before you'd put the...
Before I said it. Yeah, that's right, on my clipboard. But what a lovely thing. Isn't it funny how things happen by chance and it can change the whole direction of your life and what you're doing. And I was reading something about Maisie Williams on the weekend. Now, she plays Arya Stark in Game of Thrones and she only auditioned for Game of Thrones because she wanted to buy a laptop.
You're kidding.
She needed a new laptop. She didn't have any money. She was 12 years old. So she auditioned and she accepted the role of Arya Stark in the show just so she could get this laptop.
Oh,
How's that?
A great story, isn't
and as,
it?
And as we know now, she's probably on the most successful drama on TV.
Wow.
And she said, the thing I was really obsessed about was whether I would earn enough money to buy myself a laptop.
Wow.
She told The Guardian. She said, my stepdad, Gary, just looked at me and said, I think there'll be enough for a couple of laptops.
Isn't it interesting, though? It just reiterates that whole thing about just try something. Just go try
something.
Because you never know where it's going to take you.
Exactly. And you've got to just overcome that whole thing.
Look at us. We're doing three breakfasts.
Shows.
Taking over Joy.
Absolutely loving it. Hey, if you've got kids, get them to tune out.
Tune out?
We want them to tune out right now because we're going to talk about something we don't want them to hear.
Right.
And also your ex-boyfriend, we need him to tune out because he believed the earth was flat.
Yep.
Yeah. He was a flat earther.
Yeah, I wouldn't say boyfriend, but interest, definitely.
Interest.
Yeah.
And he believed in the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
And Santa Claus.
We didn't go that far, but if he believed the earth was flat, I bet he did.
He probably did. So, unfortunately, archaeologists have announced they've uncovered what they believe to be the tomb of St. Nicholas in Turkey.
Oh, my gosh.
And his remains might even still be there. So it means that the real-life Santa Claus, St. Nicholas, may not be delivering presents at Christmas time.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Toby.
Sorry, that's it. So he's no longer capable of his midnight deliveries because he might be dead. Oh, no. But you know what? They've only just discovered the tomb, so he may be.
Well, that's fair.
Maybe he's not in there. An 8-year-old girl was bullied recently. It was really sad. And she was bullied because she liked insects.
Aww.
she loved insects, and she kept them, and she was collecting them, and all the kids at school were making fun of her.
Oh.
Well, that was really sad. But the good thing is her mum got to emailed and contacted some of the universities around and said to the people who study insects, she said, "Oh, hey, my daughter loves them. She's being bullied," and she reached out to the Entomological Society of Canada, hoping that they would come and chat to her. Anyway, they emailed around all the scientists and said, "We've got this young 8-year-old girl that loves studying insects."
Oh, that's gorgeous.
And one of them had just done a study on with kids, involving kids, and about their impressions with insects, and she got to publish a paper with him. In a peer-reviewed journal.
What a feel-good story.
How's that? And all the scientists got together and said, "Hey, you know, here's pictures of us. As when I was a kid, I used to draw insects and just revved her up." How's that?
God, I wish that happened to me when I was little. I used to collect snails and make them pash, like get them together. And yeah, I know. How ridiculous is that? Imagine I tormented them.
Oh,
but snails, like, obsessed with them and just sticking them together and thinking that they were getting it on.
You could have studied.
I could have been doing
exactly. You could have been an entomologist.
Could have been a scientist. Entomologist. Warren.
You could have been.
You know what I mean?
Studied the love-making behaviours of
rabbits, snails, you know. Loved ants.
But what a great story,
hey? It's a beautiful story, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, it was your dad's birthday on the weekend.
Yeah, 79. I thought it was 80, but no, he turned 79. And I'll tell you what, he's such a beautiful, beautiful man. I love my dad. I think I love him the most out of everybody.
What did you do for him?
I love you, Peter. Well, look, we were going to go out on the Friday, but we didn't. We ended up just staying in, and I ended up offering to cook.
Oh.
Massive mistake, because I'm speaking to my sister in the morning. I was on the tram on my way home, and she's like, "Anastasia, it's so way better if we just go out on Friday night instead of..." And I said, no, he's not feeling that well. He'll probably really like it if I cook. I'm going to cook. She goes, "Are you sure you want to do this?" I'm like, "Yeah, of course." Now, she probably knew that my head was going to get done in from, of course, Effie, my mother.
What was Effie
doing? So anyway,
doing?
I go and get all this stuff, right, to cook. I get there and she's like, "Oh, hi, how you going?" Now, she's like, imagine a Greek mother, right? Her kitchen is her domain. I forgot. I don't know why I forgot that it was her domain, but she was in total control. When I'm talking total control, say I asked for something like, "Can you pass me the zester? What do you want to use it for first?" Just pass me the zester. "But what for? What are you going to use it for? I'll get it for you only if you tell me what you're going to use it for." I'm like, is this woman for real? Anything that I was doing, anything over the, like if I was cooking something or peeling something, what are you doing that for? Like her nose with these massive glasses and this massive buff head, right in there. "But what are you going to do it there for?" And then turning the heat down. Like I'd be cooking something, right? Like I needed high heat, yeah? Nah, she'd be turning it down. "Put it down, please," and then walk away. So she did not leave me the hell alone. So I thought the only way to shut her up is if I get her to cook something that's her signature dish. So I said, "Hey, Mum, why don't you make your famous fried rice?"
Oh, yum.
Because she used to make it when we were little and all our cousins used to come over for that and the spanakopita. And that shut her up for about 3 minutes, but she still kept watching over me. It was a nightmare cooking, but The result was fantastic. Dad scoffed like he's never scoffed before, and we had a lovely, lovely time.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Is anyone a control freak?
No, they're not control freaks.
But I've realised where my self doubt comes from. It's from her because she's questioning everything that I do. Isn't it funny that I turn into a chef?
Yeah. How's that? Hey, you know what? I'm glad you didn't make the spanakopita because you've been promising me
for over a year. I will.
A year. I still haven't had it.
The vegan one's coming your way.
Happy birthday, Pete. Now, Anastasia, you've been a little bit anxious lately.
I've been really anxious of late, yeah.
I've got a solution for you. There's a new robot. It's called a therapy robot, okay? And it looks like a cushion.
I've got a robot at home waiting for me.
You've got Stacey waiting at home for you. It looks like a cushion and it's got a cat tail on it. So you can picture just a round cushion, nothing else.
Yep.
No eyes, no face. It's got fur, but it's just in the shape with a tail. Mm-hmm. And the tail flicks. So you hug the cushion.
Sounds like a mullet to me.
As you pat the cushion, the tail flicks. And the sort of the more you pat it, it flicks more and more and more. And apparently, It reduces anxiety.
Anxiety. Maybe that's what I need. I don't need a dog. I just need a...
You don't need a dog. You just need one of these therorobots.
Okay.
And so yeah, the harder, the faster you... You have to pat it for the tail to move.
So one for anxiety and one for sex.
One for anxiety, one for sex. They're about $100.
That's it. Oh, that's cheap as
cheap. I'm going to get you
one. Stacey cost me $20,000.
A Wyoming man has allegedly told police he travelled from the year 2048...
Right.
..to warn mankind of an impending invasion by extraterrestrials. That's right. Bryant Johnson issued his grave warning to Casper Police Monday night last week after officers were called about the man and his out-of-this-world message. Mm. The police said that he did smell of alcohol,
right,
and he did speak with a slightly slurred speech, but he did say, and I quote, "The aliens were coming next year." So next year, and we needed to make sure to leave as fast as possible. I don't know where we're going to go
I'm actually really scared.
But the aliens are coming next year, and according to the report...
I watched ET last week, did you?
No.
Just imagining like thousands of ETs coming towards me.
He didn't specify an exact date or time for the aliens' arrival. But he did say, he said they made... The reason he knows they're coming...
What do we offer them to eat when they do come?
I don't know.
I'm already thinking about the banquet that we're going
to have. You're going to have to cook. Just make sure your mum's not looking over you.
I reckon they'd love cashews.
He said the reason he can talk to aliens is because they fill him with alcohol. So somehow I don't think they're going to be coming, Anastasia. I think you'll be
still
right.
Still stuck on what they'd eat.
What would you cook them? You cook a big Greek banquet.
I wonder if they'd eat spanakopita.
Yeah, I'll eat it.
Love it.
That's it for us for today.
I know. What a great show, though.
It's been a fantastic show.
Hey, now listen, we got to interview Anthony Warlow.
I know. And what a lovely man he is.
He was. He was very lovely. He was so into us, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Gemma and Lucy, who are the Good Witch and the Bad Witch, was it?
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to have the podcast up very, very shortly in about a couple of hours. If you head over to our Facebook page, type in Anastasia and Warren, like us and get to listen to a great interview.
It was fantastic. Wasn't so we'll it? See you again Thursday morning.
Can't wait to be with
6:30 a.m. Have a great Monday.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.